now at the moment, the Port of Hare Hazelink International Sprint Cars. Allard on one, McDonald's on two, and Jamie, really, when you think about it, you said Allard had some angry accident. You think he's got an angry 25?
Yeah, we saw some controversy here on Wednesday night between Allard and New Zealand champion Rodney Wood in the heat, and just not everything's going quite to plan like it did last year. So Allard in the Hydrolink Ford Hire Zero USA car. They lost their primary car on night three, the International Sprint Car Classic here at Western Springs, of course, and they've reverted to a new Kinza spec Maxim that's just a little bit different. And I just wonder if Jonathan's starting to maybe just started getting a handle on it. So we're going to form these cars up the third and final night for the Port of Hire Hydrolink International Sprint Car Series. Peter Murphy leading the points. He's not here tonight. He's down at Bay Park Speedway. 39 points, Sammy Swindell, 38. Ryan O'Connor, 36. Ricky Logan, 35. Jamie McDonald, 31. Jonathan Allard, 29. So really, any one of those top six could still win this deal. Well, we've seen a fair bit going on tonight. So Allard starting off the pole. He qualified third, but pulled a three marble to push him up a couple of positions. Jamie McDonald was the second qualifier. He pulled the two to start outside of front row. Dean Brindle was stayed out of position three. He was the sixth qualifier, so he's made some gains with the marble draw. Greg Pickle from four, he qualified fourth. Daniel Eagleton from fifth, he qualified fifth. Top qualifier was Sammy Swindell. He pulled the sixth marble and will start off the outside of the third row. We're ready to rumble. 25-lap final for the Port of Hire Hydrolink International Sprint Car Classic. Allard leading them down really slow to the start box. Oh, there's a couple of cars getting together through the back. Torpy ran into the back, I think, of Ricky Logan. As Swindell goes straight to the top. Torpy's up against the fence on the main straight. He'll look to probably go to the infield with damage to the right side of the Mitre 10 Mega 4. Swindell slots into the sixth position. It's Jonathan Allard disappearing out in front on lap number two.
Allard doing a good job. McDonald, oh, problems through the back. Swindell, and coming together, Logan gets up the inside of him. We've got one round here. Kendall parks it on turn two.
That'll bring out the first yellow. We'd only completed two laps beyond Kendall, right in front of the corporate area here at Western Springs. So, yes, Swindell just struggled a little bit on that start. Jonathan Allard just robbed away off the pole, followed by Jamie McDonald, Dean Brindle, two former national champions, Daniel Eagleton, opening night feature winner here at the Springs for the 10-11 Ampro full season. Greg Pickle in the Century Batteries, Narva number 18, Maxim 5th. Now, Swindell just lost the spot to Ricky Logan, but I just wonder if that pass might be negated with this restart order. We'll have to wait and see. So the two Americans in 6th and 7th.
Well, according to Speedway New Zealand, they were happy with the start on that. So that means that Allard didn't jump the start. Even McDonald, although he was slow, they weren't in the box. They're going to say that was good to go.
Well, down there, it is 1 USA, 10 USA, so that position will be reversed.
Thank you, Barry. So, as you just heard from Barry, the positions will be reversed. Ricky Logan sees the Tulsa Cartage Big Game Tree Stands Maxim slot into the position ahead. We've still got the midget feature to come, of course. Third round of the Crown Plaza Auckland International Midget World Series, the 40-lap King of the Springs. And the test, Western Springs versus the US and Australia. Just looking at the lineup, there'll be a series of three tests run over one race effectively, and the Australians have brought in an American to replace John Mackay. Two-time Australian midget champion Davey Ray out of Davenport, Iowa. So we'll watch for that one a little bit later on. Back to the restart, lights are out. Still 24 to go. Allard, McDonald, Brindle, Eagleton, Pickle, Sammy Swindell. Swindell won here on Wednesday night, looking to keep that points lead with the non-appearance of Peter Murphy here tonight with his Bay Park commitment. Allard streaks away off the green. It's Swindell back to work on Pickle down the inside with a nice move through three and four. Now, where he's running on the racetrack is he pulls another wheel stand down the back straight. It's where a couple of the midgets have been having problems, just driving through the middle of some still tacky stuff down there on the bottom, which has fired them up through the centre of the corner. Sammy's pretty happy to run down there right now as he's moved through to the fifth spot and starts chasing down Allard, McDonald, Brindle and Eagleton.
Allard out in front, though. He's starting to open up some daylight between himself and McDonald. Brindle doing well back in third. Eagleton is getting under attack now by Swindell. And Logan moves up. Oh, of course, Garrett keeps it going, though. Goodness gracious me.
Right in front of the leader, so that's right in front of Allard. He's now got lap traffic
charging around Western Springs on the Porter High, high joint, 0 USA Maxim. He's got the right side of the wing kicked out just to try and get more downforce over the right rear to tighten the race car up, and he's just done a sub 13, 12.94 seconds out in front and leading the 25-lap finale. Second place though remains at McDonald, then we're going to make the Brindle, followed by Eagleton. Springdale with another wheel stand at the Big Game Solar Carnage. One USA car, Logan starting to reel him in. And Pickle, he's a big to O'Connor.
Yeah, Logan starting to reel in Swindell. He just looks to be struggling with a tight race car early. Lap traffic up ahead for Allard as he goes to the outside of Jamie Duff, who's been in the wars. Two contacts through the heats with Karen Forsey, the current South Island champ versus the former South Island champ. So Allard's got some work on his hands as he clears the blue side. There's about a 10-lap gap, a 10-car gap back to Jamie McDonald with a similar gap back to Dean Brindle, looking for his first podium in the International Sprint Car Series.
Out in front though, Allard's starting to come on his teammate and partner in crime, Jeremy Helper. Then they go back to McDonald in the Windy Tree. He's driving well, Brindle, Eagleton, Swindell, Logan, followed by O'Connor, got well, Pickwell. O'Connor's doing well, he's up there on points as well.
Yeah, Sammy Swindell will still be in the box for the series winners. Do it. Dion Kendall goes around, he got into the side. Corscannon goes around, that'll bring out the yellows on lap number 12, just short of the halfway mark. And I don't think Kendall will get a restart. That is his second spin. And Jamie McDonald's parked up against the fence in front of the corporate area off the exit of turn number 2. Any idea at all, Brownie, what may have happened there? You might not have been facing in that direction.
No idea at all. Unfortunately, Jamie, I was watching the incident between Ricky Logan, Rob Corscannon, and Dion Kendall down here. So we'll wander down, see if we can find out. Although he's going to get a restart, I think, by the looks of it. So no clues at all, I'm afraid.
So we're not too sure what happened with Jamie McDonald. So this yellow will help Sammy Swindell and will take the lap traffic away from Jonathan Allard probably for maybe 4 or 5 laps. So, Sammy, that race car doesn't look entirely happy. Just looked to be a little bit tight, struggling to get the car turned, especially into turn number 1. Running the middle of the racetrack, you might have to look at some different lanes.
Opportunity perhaps to maybe adjust the rim. Would that make much of a difference in this type of setup?
He'll be doing that, but with the Super Shock package that Sammy runs, you guarantee he'll be working on those dials inside the cockpit, just trying to change that setup to suit him. They have a hydraulic wing slider on these cars to move them backwards and forwards and get the wing vertical for more downforce over the rear tyres. And Sammy, there's probably none better setting up on shocks. He is just fanatical about how he sets up his shocks. Salter Carter's teammate, Ryan O'Connor's also gone to the Super Shocks package this season. So it's Jonathan Allard for a lap 13 restart. We're still no start there for Jamie McDonald. What has happened to the Makita wings? Number 71, Kistler Power J&J. He's got his primary engine back in after they did some top-end damage a couple of nights ago. They put a spare engine in, borrowed from one of the other teams, just to get through the second night of the series. But he's back up and running and slots back in behind Jonathan Allard, Dean Brindle, Daniel Eagleton, Sammy Swindell, who's building up for a challenge at the 50-lap Midget World Championship here in 4 days' time.
So Jonathan Allard with open space in front of him. McDonald was starting to look quite good, actually quite dangerous in that 71 car, was getting nice hooked up on the dirt. Brindle's doing well, but what about young Daniel Eagleton, the only Kiwi to win a feature here this season at Western Springs?
Yeah, well, of course, Jonathan Allard won here on night 2. Eagleton won on opening night, and he was actually using the same engine that Jamie McDonald used on Wednesday night. Lights are out. We're going back to green. So we're just on the halfway mark. A lap 13 restart. Allard, McDonald, Brindle, Eagleton, Swindell, Logan, O'Connor, Pickle, Halpin, Borey, Jamie Duff, and Rob Corscannon. Let him go. See what adjustment Sammy Swindell has made, and will they work to his favour? Logan and Swindell get together. Swindell up and over. Oh, Logan got the push, similar to what we saw with Dwayne Hickman and Michael Pickens earlier on. Sammy nearly got it stopped, but it just picked up on the right rear and up and over went to Salter Carter's Big Game Tree Stands Maxim, and his race is over. That puts Ryan O'Connor and Ricky Logan now at the top of the points, because there will not be a restart for Sammy Swindell. He's out of the car, and he's just walked up alongside Ricky Logan and told him what for. Here's the replay on the big screen. So Logan's gone through the bottom. He's just pushed up right through the centre of the corner as Sammy Swindell was lining up on the outside. Right rear contact with left front of Swindell's car. That breaks the left front. It pulls a wheel stand and backflips over. It ended up back on its wheels, but it's blown the front end out of the Salter Cartage Maxim chassis. Oh, drama.
Well, I don't think Sammy Swindell and Ricky Logan are at the same barbecue tonight, but that's unfortunate because he was sitting in a good position there. Well, you've got to feel for him, and doesn't the pendulum swing one though? We've had it happen in the midgets. No Michael Pickens, no O'Connor. Now no Swindell.
So the American sprint car legend, he's left the track over the pit gate. The race car's still on the infield.
Of course, we did see him in 2006 actually hop out of his car after crashing in the world of Best of the Outlaws down here and then carry on, get going again. Obviously, unable to sustain this damage that's been caused at the moment.
What have you got to say about it, Brownie?
Nothing till we get away from those speakers. I think we've got to close those little holes in the fence, or all the way down there, and Sammy found a little way to sneak out without talking to us.
All right, we're going to go back to a restart. It's at lap 13 again. The Logan Swindell incident was off the back of that last restart. So Logan up into the fifth position. I wouldn't want to be him facing Sammy Swindell in the pits after this. Just a racing incident. Nothing malicious about it, but it's undone. The effective points leader going into tonight's racing with the non-appearance of Pete Murphy. So Ryan O'Connor and Ricky Logan are just a point apart, and they are fifth and sixth on track. Logan trying to get the one on the outside is Pickle. Got into the front of O'Connor and turns himself around. Pretty solid contact with the left rear of the auto terminal. Got co.nz number 8 Salter Maxim. That was lucky.
Has that caused any damage to O'Connor's car? We'll see it when it comes round, but goodness gracious me, you couldn't have scripted it any better. So that there's been drama and controversy in everything we do.
Worse if looking at it from Sammy Swindell's front. So Allard out in front minding his own business. Jamie McDonald, Dean Brindle, Daniel Eagleton, Ricky Logan. So Ryan O'Connor was looking to go up the inside of Logan through 1 and 2. Greg Pickerel got it wrong and just into the left rear of O'Connor turned himself around. Got American crew chief Bob Curtis out with him for the international series. Well, the drama continues here at Western Springs. We've still got the 40-lap King of the Springs midget feature to come. But Pickerel looking to get a restart. I think it's damaged the front nose wing on the Century Batteries Maxim. I thought there for a minute that Ricky Logan was also carrying some damage to his wing, but that looks to be okay at the moment. The lights are out. We're going to go straight to green off the back of this, are we? Pickerel gets fired back up. And we're back to action again. It's a lap 14 restart. Only one off that last one. Allard looking for his second win of the season. His first for the international season here at the Springs after a chassis-destroying crash here on the International Sprint Car Classic night, which was won by Craig Zielanski.
Out in front, though, Allard doing a good job. McDonald, Brindle, Eagleton. Here comes Logan with a huge wheel stand and loses the position to Ryan O'Connor, who effectively now is the point for the damage.
Yeah, left front tyre down for Ricky Logan. Advantage to Ryan O'Connor for the International Sprint Car Series crown. He pulled a monster wheel stand and just about landed on top of the young Aucklander. Jamie Duff just about spins again. Logan parked up the Lucas Oil Products, then J&J on the infield. But not a good night for the Americans. They do have one out in front, Chico, California's Jonathan Allard. He's had a tough couple of nights and it couldn't go any better if he could win this one.
Effectively, if Allard can finish this, he will finish on the podium as Duff tries to power his way through Greg Pickerel. Allard out in front, McDonald, Brindle, Eagleton and O'Connor.
We've got the 7-point gap behind Ryan O'Connor. Allard leads, O'Connor is fifth, so that would give a 2-point swing to O'Connor, with Allard probably moving up into the second spot overall. But don't forget Jamie McDonald, he's back down 31, 4 down, 5 down. On 6 down on O'Connor, but only 2 clear of Jonathan Allard. So it'd be pretty tight between McDonald and Allard. In fact, probably a 1-point swing and an advantage to Jamie McDonald for second overall. Allard now having to contend with lap traffic. He's got a problem. No checkered flag. Lap 20. They called it 5 short. That caught us sleeping. Jonathan Allard, Western Springs. that one caught us napping, boys.
Well, the semi did. We're busy looking at points, looking at 5 laps to go. The chicken flag fell. But here he comes, Western Springs, as he comes around past you, carrying that American flag, Zero USA, Jonathan Allard. He takes each of the final feature of the Pūtaha Hydraulic Sprint Car Series.